Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is really a continuation or clarification of one item from the previous Mishnah. We said in the previous Mishnah that one of the items that's considered to be a hefsek, an interruption, and creates two separate fields, is something called a shlulis, which we said was like an irrigation ditch, which can also be understood as called or referred to as an amas hamayim, which is another word for an irrigation ditch. And that's the subject of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that amas hamayim she'eino yecholo lehikotzer ka'achas. If you have a irrigation ditch that is large enough that it cannot be harvested in one fell swoop. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekus, Rabbi Yehuda says that is Mafsek. If it's that wide, then and only then is it considered to be a separation. However, if you can be kotzer et ka'achas, both sides of the Amas Hamayim, both sides of the irrigation ditch can be kotzer ka'achas, then it would not be considered to be Mafsek. Now, 2 points. First of all, some understand that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tana Kama of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said shlulis is mafsik regardless of how thin it is, even if you could be kotzer et ka'achas. And Rabbi Yehuda would be coming and arguing on that and say, no, if you can be kotzer et ka'achas, then it's not mafsik. It has to be wide enough that you can't be kotzer et ka'achas. Others understand that Yehuda is actually being mefarish, the previous Mishnah, and he is the clarification of that previous halacha, and saying that which we said shlulis, that is only true when it is that wide. Now, question is, what is the definition of she'enu yecholi kotzer ka'achas? He can't, unable to cut it in one fell swoop. So some of the mefarshim understand that means that if you were to stand on one side of the amah, you could not be kotzer the other side. It's too far across for you to be stand on one side and harvest on the other side. And others understand that it means that if you were to stand in the middle of the irrigation ditch, you would be unable to be able to reach both sides when you're standing in the middle. If it's that wide, that standing in the middle, you cannot reach both sides, then it's considered to be mafsik, but otherwise not. Next halach in the Mishnah is, v'chol heharim, all the hills or mountains, asher b'mader ye'aderun, that you need to hoe them with a hoe, which means, afal pish in a bakar yochol lavar b'kelev, that cattle are unable to pass with their kelim, meaning to say their kelim, their utensils, referring to the clay harisha, which is the utensils that are used for plowing. If you can't plow basically with cattle because it's too steep, and therefore you need to use a hoe to break up the ground, still, who knows in pay la kol? That is not considered to be a hefsik. You can pay one peah from the entire sada, even though there's a mountain in between or a hill in between, which can only be hoed with a hoe. It is unable to be plowed with a plow by the cattle that pull a plow. Despite that fact that you can't use a plow, still you have one peah from the entire field. It's all considered to be one field.